Trump, Joe Biden and Democrats ignore hundreds of Black American murder victims. By Robert Krajicek on August 27, 2020. Joe Biden, Democrats, and the broader left ignore hundreds of Black American murder victims, noted President Donald Trump during his speech for the Republican National Convention, RNC, on Thursday at the White House in Washington, D.C. Trump said, "Last year, over 1,000 African Americans were murdered as a result of violent crime in just four Democrat-run cities. The top 10 most dangerous cities in the country are run by Democrats and have been for decades. Thousands more African Americans are victims of violent crime in these communities. Joe Biden and the left ignore these American victims. I never will." Trump added. "If the radical left takes power, they will apply their disastrous policies to every city, town, and suburb in America. Just imagine if the so-called peaceful demonstrators in the streets were in charge of every lever of power in the U.S. government." Liberal politicians claim to be concerned about the strength of American institutions. But who, exactly, is attacking them? Who is hiring the radical professors, judges, and prosecutors? Who is trying to abolish immigration enforcement and establish speech codes designed to muzzle dissent? In every case, the attacks on American institutions are being waged by the radical left. Always remember, they are coming after me because I am fighting for you. Trump highlighted Biden's opposition to charter schools and education reform as an example of left-wing policies that disproportionately and negatively impact Black families. Biden also vowed to oppose school choice and close down charter schools, ripping away the ladder of opportunity for Black and Hispanic children, he said. Secretary of Housing and Urban Development Ben Carson highlighted the disparate use of abortion among Blacks relative to the broader U.S. population during his RNC address earlier on Thursday night. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.